This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 322 for Thursday, March 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker on Thursday, with the largest declines in the old crop months as sharp losses in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices. Canola down 4 to over $15, the May contract down 15.20 at $780.90 per ton. The futures have traded in a wide range over the past week, posting large gains one day, only to be followed by large losses the next. That volatility is making it hard to get a read on the market, with much of the choppiness likely tied to speculative fund positioning. The underlying fundamentals of tight old crop supplies do remain supportive, with a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar today also helping temper the declines. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 18 cents in the May contract at $14.14 per bushel. Soy oil down its daily limit in the May contract, down 2.5 cents at $0.5498 per pound. That weakness in vegetable oil markets and along with broad strength in the U.S. dollar today contributed to the weakness in beans. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 101,000 tons of old crop business and 65,000 tons for the new crop came in at the lower end of trade expectations. The International Grains Council released their first estimates for world crop production in the upcoming 2021-22 season, predicting world soybean production on the year of 383 million tons. That would be up by 22 million tons from the current marketing year. Corn, it is lower as well, with positioning ahead of next week's acreage report from the USDA behind some of the activity. May down 6 cents at $5.46 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of nearly 4.5 million tons were large, but expected after daily reports last week showed China making daily purchases. The IGC predicted record grain production in the upcoming crop year, with the corn at 1.193 billion tons. That'd be up by 54 million on the year. Wheat futures are lower. The IGC pegged the world wheat crop at 790 million tons, up from 774 this year. Improving moisture conditions in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world also weighed on prices, as did the strong U.S. dollar. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the May contract at 617 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents at 567 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in the May contract at 612 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.